Hey there, friend. Welcome to today's episode of Poetry as Sacred Medicine. I'm Angela J. Harrington, and today we're going to be reading a poem called But That Hurts Too, a poem for the weary heart. This poem was written to create space and really speak to the heartache and heaviness that surrounds us in this season. And it's my prayer that this poem will comfort your weary heart like only sacred medicine can. Before we start reading, let's take a few seconds to catch our breath. Big, deep breath in. Slow exhale through your mouth out. Let's do another one. Big inhale through your nose. Long, slow exhale out through your mouth. And as you do this, you may feel your shoulders start to drop in a little lower and your neck gets a little longer. If you're not already seated, find a space where you can sit comfortably. Whatever position your body wants to be in, let her be in that. Take one more deep breath in and out. Ready? Let's begin. But That Hurts Too, a poem for the weary heart. I am so weary that taking the next breath is painful, and exhaling the stale, heavy air somehow hurts even more than taking it in. Holding my breath seems like the only option left these days, but that hurts too. You see, worn down has become my new normal, and days like this make it hard to move, to rest. Even just being wears me out. I try to find the words to cry out for mercy because I know my soul aches for it. But asking for help, that hurts too. The losses have been tremendous, and the grief is constantly present. And they've turned my once vibrant soul to a dingy, threadbare ghost of my past self. I used to stand in front of the mirror staring into my own eyes because I could see you. But now, all I see is emptiness. And that hurts too. I'm not what I once was, and I don't know that I even want to go back. Because there is freedom here, even in the shadow of this trauma. I sit with my broken heart because I know she will not lie to me about who I am. But sometimes that honesty hurts too. I hear a whisper say, "It's okay. Perhaps hurting is enough for right now." I nod as the wave of emotion comes again. And I remember I'm not alone in this, because she cherishes my tears and breathes life into my soul, even as I question her existence. So again, I promise to find my way back to her, even if that hurts too.